Let's go ahead and get into that. I think it'd be fun. You know, we talked Falcons, but to be honest, we're filming this a little early this week.
Because it's my birthday, that's what
we wanted you to come in on your birthday. But we're, you know, not a ton has happened since last week. We did get some tight ends, and we just talked about them. But I thought it'd be fun since we do have Morgan on here. Like we said, Jay's taking a little vacay. I thought it might be fun. Just talk about social media in general as it relates to this team. My first question is, because it's kind of fun, we get the person who controls a social media account, and then we have a high-profile person who played the most high-profile position.
Low profile.
And is also doing broadcasting now. How different it is, because, Morgan, I got to think, after a game like Cleveland Browns, after Detroit Lions...
Yeah,
I mean, how low do you feel after that? Even though it's directed at the account, you got to feel bombarded.
It's
almost
really hard
worn
not
out.
To take it personally. Very hard, because they're saying these mean things. I mean, luckily, I told you after the Detroit game, we got on a plane with no Wi-Fi, and I didn't have to
do it. Do you like respond to them sometimes or no?
No. If they're mean, why? I don't want to.
What about good?
The good ones I do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's cool. I think the Green Bay game last year was the nicest people have ever been after a loss.
Yeah.
Because they were so proud of how the guys played and
so if they play hard and it's a what do you call it? Is there a good defeat? What do you call it?
Like a moral
defeat.
I guess.
You're going to have nicer fans than whether it's
So do you sit there and you're like... Like, mouth wide open sometimes. Like, I can't believe the guy said that.
Usually, though, I'm so busy, and if I know it's going to be bad, I just let it go. Don't look at it.
I sit next to Morgan during the games in the press box. And some days after a game, I'll look over, and she's like, oh, my goodness, it's not a good vibe today. Yeah. I'm like, how's the fans doing? Now, shock, on the other end, you kind of couldn't be, you know, some of these players, you know, are, of course, our accounts get hit. Mm-hmm. You know, with some negativity or positivity. And don't let it be known that there's a lot of great positive social
absolutely.
Out there as well.
Right,
like Shaq, after a Georgia game, are you still getting killed?
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy is people still come to me like I'm on the team sometimes. like I play that Saturday or Sunday. But... You know, it's awesome to have that kind of interaction. I like interaction with people. I like to go back and forth and talk with people. And, you know, it gets under your skin sometimes that people sometimes don't know everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, Matt throws an interception. They're like, well, he is blah, blah, blah. He did something. Well, a lot of people don't understand. Maybe somebody up front missed a block and he had to throw a little bit early. Maybe one of the guys didn't come out of their break fast enough. And, you know, it's all about time. See, sometimes you don't know the whole spectrum. And you only got, 140 characters. I don't want to break it all down in 140 characters. But sometimes it's frustrating. But sometimes it's awesome to hear how encouraging people are, how people talk about the good things that are going on and what to expect and who should they be looking for. I had a guy, we did a Falcon cast a couple weeks ago, and a guy hit me on Twitter and said, man, I would love to know more about the coverages that you guys talked about. We talked about zone coverage, mm-hmm. man. You know, it's those type of ones that you like to see. You enjoy retweeting or talking back to those guys, and it's fun with those guys sometimes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that. Now, what do they always want you to, like, go talk to Mark Richt? Talk to Matt Ryan?
Yeah, they say, crazy. You need to call your boy Coach Rick, or you need to call your boy Bobo when he was the coordinator, and be like, dude, why are you not throwing the football? Why are you running the football at this time? Act like I had a straight beeline to the play calls during the game, so it's kind of strange. And, you know, people do the same thing with Matt, and because they know I played with him and know him and all that kind of stuff. And so it's hard to restrain sometimes from people saying, you know, bad stuff. And I know my boy Roddy. He has a good time on Twitter sometimes, too. So